was nervous at first, and especially going through sorority rush and being one of the only schools that doesn't have a Jewish sorority, that scared me a lot.
University of Alabama junior Carrie Fogel's from Atlanta, and she's Jewish. Along with the usual butterflies associated with leaving home, there was the concern that there would not be many ways to remain connected to her faith.
The second I got onto campus, all of those worries went away, which was an amazing feeling, and I realized that people don't really care about your background, they care about who you are.
However, Fogel found a place to keep that connection. It's 6 o'clock in the evening at the University of Alabama's Hillel in Tuscaloosa. There's close to over 100 students and faculty celebrating the coming of the Jewish New Year. Hillel is a nonprofit organization that serves as the Jewish Student Center at UA. It's also a home away from home for students. Lisa Bisnoy is the director of Hillel. She wants her organization to be an inviting place for students to come to.
We want students to be able to walk in, feel at home. I always say it's a good day when somebody's sleeping on the couch and playing basketball. That's the kind of environment that we want to create for our students.
Hillel has been on campus since 1934. It provides various types of programming for students during the school year. That includes holiday meals, lox and bagel brunches, yoga fit, and Friday night dinners. These activities help bring Jewish students together and help them feel closer to home. We met Carrie Fogel earlier. She's currently the student president at Hillel.
Honestly, it's meant everything to me because I know I have a place. It's like Hillel feels like my home away from home. And because of Hillel and having the community here, I feel like I've grown as a person, and it's helped me mature a lot and a lot to find my Jewish identity.
And there are a lot more students like Fogel at the Tuscaloosa campus. Since about 2000, the number of Jewish enrollees has almost doubled. To keep raising awareness about the school and its Jewish population, Lisa Bisnoy has been taking her show on the road.
One of the things that is in our long-term strategic plan is to start and continue helping with Jewish recruitment to campus. So this past year, I was at several college fairs in Georgia and Texas. We host the regional college recruiters, so they are very aware about Jewish campus life.
Word of mouth from their fellow students helps as well.
I think as Jewish population's increasing, more Jews are like going back home to these out-of-states, and they're telling their other people back home, and that's getting them to come.
Emily Simball is a junior at Alabama, and she thinks the Zeta Beta Tau fraternity has helped get more boys to consider the school.
Just the whole aspect of them having a Jewish fraternity here and people want and boys wanting to join it is, I think, a way that increased the population here.
ZBT has been a part of UA since 1916. The fraternity currently has 102 members and will be celebrating their 100th year on campus in the spring of 2016.
Going forward, I think that I've learned a lot.
That's John Knoll. The Missouri native is the fraternity president.
It's a good and strong foundation for any Jewish male that wants to thrive, not only in college, but once they get out into the real world.
More Jewish students means more demand for programs and options in expressing their religion. As a result, an organization called Chabad came to UA. Chabad is an organization that puts an emphasis on Jewish programming and gives people options to learn more about their heritage and to study. Rabbi Kosi Lipsker leads Chabad.
I think there's so much more that can be done for the Jewish students here in terms of them feeling comfortable and them having Jewish pride.
Along with Hillel and Chabad, there is a local synagogue on campus, Temple Emmanuel. It's been around since 1912, and it offers a place for worship for Tuscaloosa locals and students and Jewish youth education. Rabbi Stephen Jacobs also teaches in the Department of Religious Studies at the University of Alabama.
I think that as all religiously connected organizations, you have them in all communities, for students for whom their identity, however they define it, is important, these organizations provide social context, program context, and levels of support that I think go a long way towards making the college experience even more meaningful.
Only time will tell what will continue to happen to Alabama's Jewish population, but the rate is going, it will continue to rise and flourish. For APR News, I'm Josh Hoppenstein at Tuscaloosa.